you know, hurting their feelings or even their reputation, or even injuring as a result the institution of Beis Din, as much as it is an acknowledgement that there is a certain status to a psak din, which itself has a certain momentum and a certain power. So we tried to develop this on several bases. David brought to my attention at the Rimi Gash, actually may say this the best, and that's because he says it and he kind of ignores, at least initially, Zelusa de Beidina, as if it almost doesn't exist. The Rimi Gash formulates the idea that we wouldn't reverse everything back to the original situation once we have Trey Utrey. Again, I'll just read a couple of lines. Commenting in the Gemara, Valnisa Sachakach Boedim Rezalotetse Alma, Avagav the Asis Sahadi, Hashta, the Ishis Ishi. Now, you have the original Edom who came along and said that she was Muteris Labala. Now you have the Edom who come back and they say Ishis Ishi. Ishis Ishi. Ve'ilu Asami Karim Ekamed Tinasiv Lohavish of Kinan Lalin Suve. If we knew then what we know now, right, if we're applying that litmus test, that it was Trey Utrey, so we, of course, would not have allowed any kind of heter. Kimin de Labasar the Insov, who da Asile Hanisadi. But the reality is that we didn't know that then, and that the order of things, that things developed in a different way. V'akati safek eshes ishi, and here's the key point, because it's still safek, and I think the point of the Rimi Gash is not merely the point of the Ritva, namely, of course, you're never going to say Zilusa de Bedina b'makom vadai, that far you'll never go, but rather, I think what he clearly is emphasizing here is that even from a substantive point of view, never mind that it's not so bad because it's only a safek, but the real point is that since it's only a safek, so you have to have sufficient grounds to reverse yourself b'makom safek, because you still don't have vadai grounds. In other words, everything has shifted a little bit. Instead of justifying why you're saying zilusa de beidina, you have to justify, you know, not saying zilusa de beidina. It's a safek. So on what basis are you going to be kozer from this psak? V'akati safek eshesishi, the ikisadi dinisa salpiam. So he's emphasizing not, you know, how it isn't so bad that we're not reversing, you know, even though if we knew then what we know now, we wouldn't do this, but on the contrary, they're Edim, they came, it was legitimate, the psak was legitimate at the time. We don't know now that it was not legitimate. True, we wouldn't have done it under these conditions, but not doing it under these conditions is different than being able to declare with any kind of confidence that what we did was wrong. So on the contrary, it's just the whole tone of the Rimi Gash is, I think it's a good heart, is just totally different. And what's absent in the whole piece is the word Zilusa de Beidina, as if this is all pretty fundamental. Now you can't deny that it's Zilusa de Beidina, just one more second. To Kamsadi de la Veshasishu, Velo Mavkina la Mitute. Hai Baal, Sheini Elibaraya Barura, meaning how can you remove her from her marriage without a raya? Like it's almost like you're in an alternative for a second, like you're an alternative universe. Like what's the Rimi Gash saying? Zilusa de Beidina became the default position, the default legal position here. Dahach Baal Rishon Lomes, Inami Lo Girsha, Hachanami, Apagav Dasu Sahadi, Hashta Davasahi, Vilu Asami Kara Lohav Nachtina Le, Leheich, Kimin de Labasa da Achti Le Leheich, Hu da Asi Le Hani Sadi Vakati Svekahi, Lika Sadi Achrini de Kamasadi Davase, the Hecho Amai Misalkina Le Misveka, Nuka Viode Kedisa, Ademaisi Raya Brewer Davasehi, Lo Davase de Hach. Whether it's this case or that case, again, what's telling is the whole tone has changed. The default has become that that we say Zilusa de Beidina, and more important than anything else is that the word Zilusa de Beidina are simply absent in the whole presentation. So whoever wrote the footnotes here on the bottom, I didn't get a chance to go through it, to be honest. But I think I see they. It's not, you know, I mean, it could be good, it could be not, you'll have to look. But one thing I did notice, just very quickly, is they're really bothered by the words Zilusa de Beidina not being here, and they're trying to figure out some sort of, if you'd said Zilusa de Beidina, then you wouldn't be able to say this, as if, there are two different issues here. To me, again, maybe they conclude this way also, it's a long piece, and I just didn't have it with me, I didn't have the time, but to me, it's a davar pashut, that the Rimi Gash is simply interpreting Zilusa de Beidina. For him, Zilus and Vedina means it was a psakdin. And you're not motzi mi psakdin b'safek. So if psakdin is nothing more than a birur, is nothing more than, you know, bezdin giving good advice, presiding over the case, then if you wouldn't do it, you know, if you had all the facts, then there's, the default would be, well, in retrospect, you know, procedurally or substantively even, this is a real problem. But if you think that the psakdin and zilus and Vedina means that, that the psakdin carries with it its own momentum and its own significance and its own weight, so then I think the Rimigash is perfect. Now later on, when he talks about the sugya of one of the other Rimigashes later, not this piece, he does mention Zilusa de Beidina. There's an intervening piece that probably is out of order. And then the one when it's Maska Pravashi, Hachi Adamafli, Grabyudav, Rabshu Gamlio, there when he talks about the Kahuna case, there he does speak very freely about Zilus and the Beidina. So it's not as if he had some other girsa or he was avoiding Zilus and the Beidina. I think this is just his pshat in Zilus and the Beidina. So this is a very, very important, maybe the strongest formulation of this idea. I mentioned the Ravon, so let's talk about the Ravon for a few minutes. In connection to the position of the Rebav, but it's obviously, as we noted then, not identical to the Rebav. In some respects, it's more, and in some respects, less far-reaching. The idea of the Rebav in Tosfos Ksuvos Chof Amud Beis was that the order of the Edim is significant for the Muchzakos. That if you have a Cheskas, that's Rebav's creative solution to the problem of discrepancies. If you hold Trey Sveika Drabanan, so normally we'd think that always means Mukmina Cheskaso, but it isn't always treated that way. So how can we explain that? And that's what the Rishonim struggle to do. So the Bali Tosis again, Rashi has his view, which Chazakos are going to be effective, and the Achronim go further with that. Again, which chazakos carry over from the father and the mother, that's one issue. What types of chazakos, we'll get back to this very quickly. Mukzakos or rubidalesa come on, you know, what about miguz? We'll speak a little bit about what about kols that are left over. Obviously that's for the kahuna sugya, an issue to contend with. That's one whole a type of approach. The Ritzvalatar, I mean the Palitosis generally, take the view that since it's Sveika Drabanan, so maybe we should be mechalik between Daraisa issues, Drabanan issues. The Ritva Alatar takes the perspective that it's not just Daraisas and Drabanans, maybe it's Davar Shebe'erva as opposed to other things. I will see in a minute the Ravon quotes a Shita that says in general, maybe we're mechalik between Cheskas Mamon and Chazaka in the context of Isurim. We'll see that in just a minute. Meaning there's a whole history of how to solve this problem, and therefore, strictly speaking, you should say Mokmina Naches Kaso. How does that square with all the sugyas and shas that don't seem to be doing that, whether it's the Yanai HaMelech Gemara or partially our sugya right here in the context of Kahuna, if it's a problem, which we'll discuss. So the Revav's answer to that question, as we pointed out, is the question of order. The Revav, it depends who comes first, the Edim HaPoslim, the Edim who are Sosrim the Chazaka, or not. And whenever the Edim Sosrim HaChazaka come prior to the other ones, even though it's Trey Utrey, it still undercuts the Chazaka. That's what we were discussing with the Rebav. Now the Rebav has nothing to do with Zilusa de Beidina, right? The Rebav's Halacha is parallel, that's why I brought it in, to what I was suggesting in Zilusa de Beidina, and namely this idea that the Psak, that the process itself, the interim stages of the process, even, again, at the time they weren't interim. The use of the term interim is a bit anachronistic. I mean, in light of what we know now, we see them as interim. At the time we thought it was final. Right? That's an important perspective also. But the point is that I saw the Rebav as a parallel to this idea, that the different stages in the process themselves have a certain momentum, and that's the idea behind the Rebav. But the Rebav's case is a case where there's no psak din in between. It's not that the two Edim came, and then Bezin was Mora, Horah, they said, oh, Tinase, as the case may be. And then, let's say before, let's assume even before it happened, that two other Edom came and showed up. That's why I don't think that the Revav per se is a din in Zilusa de Beidina. Right? He doesn't connect it to Zilusa de Beidina. We don't paskin Zilusa de Beidina, and yet the Revav says what he says, and so on. So I think it's a parallel to the idea of interim phases and the fact that if it's misafek and we don't know that it was wrong, then we don't necessarily overturn our predisposition. That parallel, I think, is very strongly established, but it's, I was trying to be careful to say that it isn't a din in Zilusa de Beidina per se. The Ravan, on the other hand, really is a din in Zilusa de Beidina. So let me just talk about the Ravan, since it's a very critical piece, you know, from many points of view. I told you to look at it, I hope you did. If not, either way, just for the sake of time, I'll run through just some of the highlights quickly, because it's a long piece. But it's the first Ravan in Perikot Yisha Rabbah. And of course, that whole sugya there is very relevant to us. The whole sugya there is about you know, what happens when Beis Din paskins based on an interim information, whether it's Eid Echad, B'misa Sabal, or Shnayim Eidim, and then, you know, Ba Meis Varaglav, the guy shows up, or other Eidim show up, and the question is again, how do you navigate between, you know, the interim phase and the new evidence? And that's exactly what that sugya is about in the beginning of Yubama. So obviously it's very critical to our whole discussion. So the first thing to note is that the Ravan, of all Rishonim probably, is the most sympathetic to the concept of Zilusa de Beidina. And as we'll see soon, he even argues that many more people believe in it, and that there are many sugyas which seem to reject. Do you have it? Do they have it in the... okay, great. Yeah, your text is a lot clearer than mine, I have to say. Okay. So, as we'll soon see, he's looking to expand the advocates of Zilusa de Beidina. He's looking to expand the possibility that lahalacha we accept Zilusa de Beidina. The Ravan pretty much does. And the same tendency, again, I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg, but the same tendency leads him to link it up with other sugyas and with other concepts, as we already noted, including the principle of Makoch Bezdin Yafet. So it's just interesting how it starts. Now, the danger with, you know, being too enthusiastic about Zilusa de Beidina, from my point of view, let's say, again, my interest being trying to show that Zilusa de Beidina, according to some Rishonim at least, is not about safeguarding the reputation of Bezdin per se. It's about the status of a Hora and a Psak of Bezdin. So the danger in being too expansive is that in some cases, you know, if it's really factually problematic, if it's difficult to justify you know, that Hora as being a factor in its own right, then, you know, it pushes you into the camp of the whitewashing, of, you know, protecting the institution, you know, at the expense of truth in the particular case. Which is why the beginning of the Ravan, while striking, right, is a little bit problematic. And basically we'll have to explain that the pullback is a qualitative pullback. The Ravan starts off by discussing whether or not, even in the case where Ba Meis Varaglav, you might not say Zilusa de Beidina, and he rejects it. Again, Lo Shana Masisin Dar Diktani Tetsim Bizem Bizet, El Shitru Beid Echad, Achkach Ba Bala, Kinemasik Biozil, how could it be, Dloy Adinale, Inada Makiro Bekan, Shiyotza Mikan Beli Chasim Azakan, Achshav Yesho Chasim Azakan, it happened in biblical stories as well, Ubo Shneidim Imo, Ba'amru, Anu makirim bo shiatzano imo, vahinu imo mishiyatza v'yadachshav. No question, it's the same guy. You know, he lost his shaver, whatever it was that happened to him. This is the same fellow. So then the Ravan says, hilkach, this is the key word, af agav de'ika zilusa de'beidina, shechazru me'etera she'etirua, kivin de'ika yisur da'raisa, shoshnede makishim esa'ed, de'ein beidusa edus klum, teitze mizeh. So this is a little bit shocking when you first see it, especially in light of the Ritva and just light of our sensibilities. Namely, it sounds like what the Ravan is saying is that this too is an issue of Zilusa de Beidina, but in this case we won't paskin Zilusa de Beidina keneged Isura Daraisa and Ene Dusan Klum, and of course in that case Tetze Mizeh, even though there is a Psak it was based on a psak, and zilsa de bedina applies. So I have to admit that that's what I'm saying is that's a double-edged sword for me. On the one hand, it's an extreme shita, which is really interesting. Like, how far would you push zilsa de bedina? But by pushing it so far, this zilsa de bedina obviously is inconsistent with what I'm trying to suggest, for the sugya. Question is, since we don't paskin this one, so if we end up paskining more moderate ones, is that just because they're more moderate but the principle is the same, namely not so much that a shinui in the status of the psak or the individual is driving zilusa de bedina, but it really is about whitewashing or protecting the institution, just so we'll protect it misafek, we won't protect it against the vadai, for two reasons. Number one, we just can't go that far. Or number two, that ends up being more of a zilusa de bedina, as we discussed, right? Because it doesn't bring honor to Beis Din, when you're being matar and eshes ish. A, they can't do it, and B, even if they could do it, obviously that would be highly problematic and questionable. So is that the point? It's the same zilusa de bedina, but the moderation is what justifies it, or the line between extreme zilusa de bedina, which is the institutionally driven, and the moderate zilusa de bedina, which is a psak halacha, which again in rimigash type terms, right, has the status of changing the situation until we know bevadai that there's other evidence and suffek doesn't change it. That's really the question to ask in the Ravan. My sense is, my instinct is, that the Ravan is the second, meaning that he thinks zilusa de bedina by some, in some context, would be institutional. But what he's saying is, we never pask in those cases. We only pask in the ones which are based on the principle of psak halacha. I can't prove it, but I think that's the idea. Aval hitiru al pi edim shomer meis bala v'nisa sava bishomeru ilo edim shabo imo shu bala eloim shabo imo shu bala lo teitzam nachron t'chashinu lezusa de bedina shehitiruha v'ramina n'ma chozis t'samchas hani basroi. This is his refrain throughout. This, I think, is the transition from the institutional zilusa de bedina to the zilusa de bedina where the psak, where the hora creates a new muchzakus. This, I think, also a very powerful line. This is just a powerful line. Somebody's lying. So again, this is not just saying, we believe in Zilusa de Bedina, we're not sure the 100% that you're wrong, therefore, institutionally, we should be going this way, even though the din really is, all things being equal from a tzedek point of view, that trey is an equal, paralysis. That's not what he's saying. What he's really saying is, in light of the din of zilusa de bedina, the din that trey is not really edus has to be reconsidered, and it's only in a case where the trey is prior to the psak. But where the psak precedes the second tray, the halacha of tray not being mukhashim and ein kan edus shalem is not correct, because the psak establishes that we really do accept the edim arishonim. That's a very radical formulation. Again, it's very much like the rimigash, but it's now being put in the framework of like major discussions of tray. That, much more than we ever could have dreamed for. So even though it starts off a little rocky, the transition in the Ravan, in my opinion, transition in the Ravan is very, has great potential. Avlim imnifsar adin al pi imnifsar kadin al pi shnayim, but hada also trei achrinu makchishile lo mahadrina an uvda the sfirle dechashinu lizlusa de bedina kirav nachron riosi umachlokso. The ma'isa lekama, sof trey ninu klomar. This is the Gemara. The Gemara says trey. Ki amr snami machoz samchasani misabgalach imi mehem haemes. Ela de mishum zilusa de bedina lo mahadri uvda mishum sveika darminan dilma rishonim hema amitiyim. So again, is this just, well, we don't know what's wrong, so zilusa de bedina, or again, the psak changes the reality, we now need a badai to change the psak, and consequently the betora safek, we don't make this kind of change. Okay, now I'm skipping a little bit, or maybe a lot, because I don't want to take so much time with this. Ubecheskes abatim. In mine, it's almost like a full column. Ubecheskes abatim lamed aleph on base, which is our sugya, yeah, of course. So here's where he talks about Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi umachlokso, meaning the and the chachamim. So just to remember, the Ramban already quoted the Eish Mefarshim, who said that maybe the Rabbanan are also proof for Zeilus of the Beidina. After all, the Rabbanan agree that even though l'chatchila lo tinase in excuse me im nise slo teitze, so why nise slo teitze? Right? After all, it's trey. And not only that, but there's a cheska seishas ish. So if the Rabbanan say, if the Chachamim say, bidi eved, and Misa Slotate say, maybe that's also based on Zilusa de Beidina. Right? Ramban himself says, I think that's wrong. And that rather, it's based on the principle of Misafek, right, lo motziim. I mean, the cheska seishas ish itself is compromised, let's say, by Daiko Mintzava, or something like it. And consequently, Misneka, right, lo mafkinan mine, but it's not based on Zilusa de Beidina. Unlike Rav Nachum Rabbi Yossi, right, who thinks that the timing of the psak, excuse me, is important. Now, when the Ravan discusses that problem, as I mentioned previously, he does take the position that the Chachamim are based on Zilusa de Beidina. And therefore, that the Zilusa de Beidina of the Chachamim is actually more ambitious than the Zilusa de Beidina of Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi. And it goes as follows. Ubecheskes abatim, you have it? Mosvina mine damri hasam, dimbo edem achar sheposku bezdin ishadin al pi edem acherim, votsiwa sadamr mecheskaso, anan achtina vana maskinan lei, lecheskaso arishona, Notice how he's shifted the case a little bit, or he's been mefared the case a little bit more in such a way that's not so obvious. Meaning the case of the Chachamim is a case where there was an actual formal psak halacha at one point, necessarily? Has to be that case? What would it be for the Chachamim if you had trey u'trey and no psak halacha? And then she was, they told, you know, she's not allowed to get married. Right? And she did anyway. Would you say, according to the Chachamim, that in that circumstance is tei? And it's only in a case where two Adim came, Bezdin Paskin, she didn't yet get Hitiruli Nase, she didn't take them up on the offer yet, right? She was worried about the flowers and the relatives, so the wedding was pushed off for another couple of weeks. By that time, the other people came, the other Trey came, right? And now she gets married. Ravan is claiming that's the situation of the Chachami. Right? But had it been Trey came, another Trey came, then she just got married, then according to Chacham, you'd say Teitzei. That's not so clear in the Gemara at all. It's not true for most of the Rishonim. So this is the Chiddush of the Rabban. That according to the Chachamim of Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi, it's the Heter, the Hitiru Linase, that is Koveya. And that's why he says, Imbasali Malech Banu, meaning now that we know that it's trey or trey, even though we gave you our original, you know, heter, so we're saying don't do it. We don't advise it. Because there's a 50% chance that she's an eshes ish. In some respects, right, It's true he gave the heter, but she didn't take us up on it yet. So, and if both of them had come to us before, and we wouldn't have given the heter. So we're trying to withdraw the heter in a way. And the chazaka rishona, according to the Rabban, is intact. There's no daiko mitzvah that's eating away at the kaskas eishas yish etc. This is like very important. Vim lo basali malech, ela samcha al heter sheitarnuha, v'niseis, then lo teitze, the kiva de asta maisa al pi bezdin, ikazilusa de medina, v'lo mafkina la, v'arminan mai chazis, de samcha sahani, smochahani, v'lo totsia misafek, all of a sudden, again, you become a, you know, you become the, you know, the authority here. Like, you know, who are you to tell me that this psak of Bezdin is wrong? Right? Why are you relying on the second kat? How do you know the first kat isn't right? Right? My chaz to samcha sahani is now being used in the opposite way. Right? Prove to me that the first psak is wrong. The kol shekein im niseis v'achakach bo edim v'lo teitze. That, of course, is Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi never said, but that's the whole discussion of Tosis and the Ramban and everybody else. Right? Does it depend on the Hora? He tiruli nase? Or does it depend on the actual mice and the suin? So the whole point is that for Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi, it's pretty clear that it he tiruli nase is not enough. But if the psak still stands, and she gets married, and only then we find out about the tray, then Rav Nachum Rabbi Yossi thinks this is Yilusa de Medina lo chashin. But the Chachamim, according to this perspective, right, since it does depend on the heter, not simply on the reality, again, if it's like the Ramban says, it's tray or tray, misafek lo mafkinan. Good. And of course it makes no difference whether there was an official heter in the middle or not. There wasn't. It could even be, in light of Tosis in Yevamos Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, we talked about the other day, where Tulsa says the idea of hitiru linase, in a real sense, is maybe limited to eid echad. Right? When there are two eidim, what do you mean hitiru linase? Well, that's a psak. If the eidim say she's not an eishasish, you need bezdin to, you know, to sign on that she can get married. Maybe there's no such thing even. Right? The assumption here is this is a psak. And the psak as a psak, even as a heter, right, even if it's no maisa, according to the Rabbanan, is the justification for b'di'eved lo teitze. Even though it's already l'chatchila, if you listen to our advice, you can. That's an amazing idea. Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi Omar teitze imbo kodim shenises, because uki trei lahadi trei v'kaim ala b'chazaka harisho. V'hava kemi shelo hitiru bezdin v'leka zilusa. And it's also fascinating. Rav Nachum Rabbi Yossi doesn't say, in Achanami, according to the Ravon, there's a psak, and who cares? The only time we say Zulusa de Medina is if there's not just a psak, but a Maisal Yedei psak. Getting back to the last discussion that we had on Thursday, right? Tosas and the Ramban and the other Rishonim, right? Is it you need a Maisal? You only need a Maisa when there can be a Maisa. The Maisa because then, you know, it's more of a Pirsum and more of a Zilusa, or because the Maisa is a Kiyum in the Psak, right? So in a sense, the way the Ravon is formulating Menachem Rabbi Yossi is what he's saying is, that is not the case of the Chachamim who are now, right, everything's turned on its head. The Chachamim are more radical in applying Zilusa to the Beidina than Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi. So if Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi believes in Zilusa de Medina, what's the problem? Right? So one could have said, oh, Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi, he believes in the piersum, you know, in the whitewashing of the institution, Zilusa de Medina. The Chachamim, they believe in even Hora. Could say that. That's not what the Ravon is saying. Ravon is saying, no, the argument between Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is a formal technical argument. Once has been issued a hora, and now circumstances change, there's more evidence, the kind of evidence in which Bezdin would never have issued such a hora to begin with. So al pidin, does the hora still stand, since we don't know that it was wrong? Or, since the circumstances change and nobody has yet acted on that hora, So there's a retraction of the hora al pi din. That's an interesting question, right? That's exactly what the Rabban says. Rav Nachman Rav Yossi Omer Teitze Bimbo Kodim Sheni says Uki Trei Lahadi Trei V'Kaim Elam B'Chazaka Arishon V'Have Kimi Shalohi Tiru Bezdim. Not there's a Heter Bezdim, but we don't care because we need a Maisa. No, everything really depends on the Psak and the Heter Bezdim. But B'li Maisa, when there's new information, there's a Hafgah, Shem Psak. That is also a very important Chiddush of the Rabban. The Leka Zilusa. He's not saying, oh, the Chachamim Zilusa is further, like I was saying in the beginning of the Rabban. Anybody who would say Zilusa when Bob Mace or Bob Harog Baraglov, that's a different Zilusa. You're not saying in that Zilusa, oh, the Psak Din, you know, has a certain stature and, you know, creates a new Mugzakas. Not when Baharag Baraglov or Bames Baraglov, that's ridiculous. Right? They're the most you can say, and you can't even use the word Zilusa de Medina unless you're talking about institutional reputation, and even then. But here that's not the point. Here the debate is not, I believe in your Zilusa, I believe in my Zilusa, but not in your Zilusa. But the real question is there a shame hora when it hasn't yet been act? If it was a Maisai de hora, then the shame hora continues. No Maisai de hora. Now there's new evidence. The shame hora can be revoked. Interesting question. And therefore, Leka Zilusa. Avonises. Yachakach bo edim. Now we're back to Rav Nachman Rav Yossi. The of the Maisal pi bezdin, right? That's a psak. Lotate said the Chashino was Zilusa the Beidina. Then going on to the, continuing his discussion of Ar Sugya in Balbasa, Vekoshel Rav Nachman, Umeshaner Rav Nachman, David Kerabshim, and Gamliel. Now, the Rabban, being a staunch advocate here of Zilusa the Beidina in his form, right, is troubled by the fact, again, if you read Ar Sugya and the Sugya and Ksubas, so you can't help but walk away from the fact that Zilusa the Beidina is an interesting idea, but it certainly isn't Lahalacha. And if you start off with the notion that Zilusa the Beidina is whitewashing or protecting, is a better way to say it, the institution, so there is some comfort, you know, in knowing that it's a shita in the sugya, if you hold it that way. In other words, this is hard to justify. It's a fascinating idea. It still provides us with certain perspective on the values of the role of Bezin in the community, etc. But it's good that we don't paskin this way, because those values themselves maybe are better served, you know, by not going that far with it. As we've said, one reason not to paskin Zilusa the Beidina is because of Zilusa the Beidina. Right. On the other hand, if you really think that Zilusa the Beidina isn't this radical idea, but it's the idea that the Horos Bezin has a certain, right, chalos to it, and it changes the reality, and it changes the whole dynamic of how you look at Suffolk, etc. Now that's a very appealing idea. And if you really believe in that, you probably would be very disappointed, you know, to have to let it go. So you may have to say again, well, we let it go, but for its own sake. It's true, Tzak Bezin isn't just Birur, it's a Hora. But still, in the end of the day, if Bezin wouldn't be Mora, you know, then, if they knew it, they know now, so we're very Machmir on the quality of the Psak. Okay. But you still might think that Misafek, this psak, and especially as an element of hashgacha or other things, I mean, if the process itself is independently significant, you might not want to let go of Zilusa de Medina. So it's not such a radical idea. It's an appealing idea, which fits in with many other dinim in Sanhedrin, frankly. And the understanding of the you know, Kabbalah Seidus and Bezim, psak din and Bezim, it's a very appealing idea. I think that's why the Ravan here just doesn't want to let it go. So, but what do you do if you read the sugyas and they pretty much say that we don't hold Zilusa de Beidina? So what you do is you try to cast those Deus in the Gemara as Deus in the Gemara, and that's what he does. So as he goes on, he says, what about Rav Nachman? Mishani Rav Nachman David Krab Shimon Gamliel Shomar Mishim Rav Shimon Ben Askan Deloch Hashino Zilusa de Beidina Alma Komad Hashminan Rav Shaminan Mimachlokes Rav Nachman Rav Yossi Makam Ashmalan Iyu Mishani Rav Ashminan Kinatana Kama Drameir Brabios Dramnachum Brabiosi the Khashinan Tfailus Ilusa de Beidina Afilu Hecha the Also Edim Koda Maisa Khashinal Zilusa de Beidina. The Ike da Amar, Tashmin and Krab Menachem Rab Yossi. The Nirli Eliezer, that was his, the Ravon is Eliezer, right? He's just being very modest. Rabbeinu Eliezer, we should call him. Right? The Ravashi Nami Savar de Chashin Elizabeth of the Beidina. I have had the Kosav Besefer Becheska Sabatim. Elamar Vashi v'meichesh l'zuz v'edina kulam lo pligi the lo chayshinan perishu shenichta begilion v'netak besvarim v'biksuvas perik sheni eino. So the Ravan is going to reread the whole Gemara. He just loves l'zuz v'edina so much that he's willing to fearlessly reject the girsos in Bava Basra. He's basically going to tell you that everybody believes in l'zuz v'edina. Even the Maskana Sagamar. I'm skipping down a little bit. The Savra Vashi, in mind I'm skipping about 20 lines, it's the second column. The Chayshinan Lizilusa, V'chalhecha de'ika Zilusa Beidina, Lo Aminan, Ukitre Lahadi Tre Levata Ladin. Again, this is a conceptual formulation. We're not saying, oh, it's really Mitzad, the Eidos, Tre is stymied, right? However, there's this new factor, Zilusa the Beidina. Not in the Rabban's world, right? Kol hecha de ikas ilusa de bedina lo amrina nuki trei lahadi trei levat al hadin el amrina by chazis the samcha sahai smocha hani to come adin vachinami mistabra kedefrishes dravashi islay the choshen lusa de bedina kirab menachem u machlokso, because there's no argument between Rab Menachem Rab Yosef and the chachamim. On the contrary, the chachamim are now even more radical, right? They're more extreme than Rab Menachem Rab Yosef. So the whole Trey Gemara about Grusha and Mesa is just one big celebration of Zilusa the Beidin. Although, you know, it's just how far do you want to push it? You know, Nebuch, we have to, you know, we have to moderate a little bit with Rab Menachem Rab Yossi. But you know, we're not going to say less than Rab Menachem Rab Yossi. So everybody's on board to say Chayshinu Lizilusa. So now we have a whole different perspective on Trey. Trey Utrei is only where there's no psak, or in the case of Rab Nochum Nachum Rab Yossi, there's no action based on the psak in the interim. In any other case, Mishum Zilusa de Beidina, we just look at Trey Utrei. We say, my chaz is the sabach zai, smoch hai. And that, to use that phrase, again, where's that phrase come from? Right? That's the ultimate irony here at the, you know, Hazama is a chiddushu. You know, my chaz the samkas ahai, smocha ahai. You say trey or trey. You shouldn't give credence to any one over the other. So how's Ravon using the term? Not to give equal credence to the trey kiteidim. Well, all the second adim came, and all of a sudden you're going to overturn the psak of the first adim. How do you know? Maybe the first guys were telling the truth, right? If you just know where it comes from in the Gemara. You know, that's pretty ironic. But that, again, just attests to how committed he is to this idea. Elavada, I'm skipping more lines. Teitze, Aval Hechad Lo Yadinan Vadai De Meshakri Kama Is Samchinan Alai, he keeps repeating it, Velo Sasrinan Dina Mishum Zeilusa De Bei Dina. Okay. Vahod Armina Nami Lekaman Pirkin Tzadi Gimelam At Beis. I don't know if you have that. Boy Minerav Sheshes Again, I don't want to go. We're not going to take time to go through the sugyas in Yavamos. I'm just trying to show you that not only is the Ravon arguing that in the sugyas of Zeilusa de Beidina, the Gemara doesn't turn its back on the idea. Not only is he expanding the Chachamim to be more than Ramachem Rab Yossi, but all of a sudden he's integrating this concept into, you know, five other sugyas as well. He's rereading all the Gemaras in the beginning of Yavamos. Beginning of Isha Rabbah, you know, on this basis, that whenever you have a psak din, right, we have a different perspective on trey or trey. That's Hod Armin and the Kaman Pirkin Sadi Gimel Amid Beis, Bamin and Rav Sheshes, Eidechad B'Yivamamahu, and so on. Okay. Another case of Kam Dina. I'm skipping a little more. Hod Armin and Perik Dalad Achin, that's also Yivamas, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. What's that? That's the Sugya of trey or trey, Sveka Doraisa, Sveka Dorabanan. Right, that's the sugya that they all quote, in whether it's Tosin in Kedushin, Samechei, and Ksuvis, Chabbeis, and Chabav, and Tosin Bava Basra here, Lamed Beis. All the discussions of Trey Trey, Sveikin Rabbanan, Sveikin Araisa, the original sugya, there's a sugya in Yavamos, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. That's where you have the debate explicitly in the Gemara right? Karavla. You have trey. And the question is Sreikin Arayis or Sreikin Rabban. So the Rabban, again, this is it's a classic. You know, he's building a shita here, so he's not going to leave that sugya out, right? So Hadar Minan Perak Dalad Achin Dilma Shnei Kiteidim Nami Sveka Drabanan Dar Minan Uki Trei Lahadi Trei Beuki Isha Achazaka. So again, that's Kishabo Shnei Akitos Biachad V'Divrei Hakol. Again, this is shades of the Rava, of the Rivav in Tosfos Ksuvos Chavam the base, except that for the Rivav, right, it's nothing to do with Zilusa de Beidina. The Rivav doesn't want to be connected to Zilusa de Beidina. It's a loser, right? We don't pass in that way. Rivav saying Zilusa de Beidina is one halacha, but you know, when it comes to the question of trade Sveikin Rabban, etc., order is crucial. So for the Rivav, it's nothing to do with Zilusa de Beidina. We don't pass in Zilusa de Beidina. And in a sense, as I mentioned before, the Rebbe is really even more radical in one respect. Namely, as far as we know, the need for psak halacha between trade number one and trade number two, not for the Rebbe, just the order itself. But the Rabban is basically going to solve some of the problems the same way, right, with the added hechatimtzi. Maybe there was a psak, not an implementation of the psak, necessarily, or maybe dafka an implementation of the psak, depending on whether you hold like Rav Menachem Rabbi Yosef's version of Zilusa de Beidina, or the Chachamim's version of Zilusa de Beidina. So Kishabo Shnei Akitos Biyachad, that's Trei Utrei Sveikin Rabbanan Mukmin Naches Kase. V'Divrei Hakol. Maisa the Yanai. Again, right, the $20,000 question. How come the Yanai Amalek isn't Trei Utrei Sveikin Rabbanan Mukmin Naches Kase Aim that she's Betahara? Right. So we know some of the other answers. We know the Rivav's answer. This is the Ravon's answer, the same exact answer. Right? Amar Abaya, Ilei Medamar Trei Yishtabai, Trei Amar Lo Yishtabai, Maichaz Samkas Hani Smocha Hani, Ela Beit Echad, and so on. So what's the answer in the end? The answer is that there was an interim Psak Halacha that said that she was a Shvuya, and that she was Tmeya. Then, later on, evidence trickled in, that said, no, we have a whole different story. Since there's Trei Utrei with a Psak Halacha in between, so Zilusa de Beidina is the reason why the Yanei HaMelech case, despite Trei Utrei Sveikin Rabbanan, is L'chumra. It's exactly the Rebbe's solution, but with an added Hechatimtzi, right, of Zilusa de Beidina, of a Psak Din. Interestingly, v'dikte karavra meshulam minarbona mehacha, right? De lo minan bisurin uki trei lahadi trei ela b'mamo. This is an important shita, right? Trei trei sveikin rabbanan only with regard to hamotzi mechamer olav araya, but with regard to chazaka, other chazakas, no. Wow, I mean even other muchzakios, never mind ruba delesa kamans, right? We talked about that issue already. We'll maybe speak another few minutes about it at some point. But the point is that the Rav Meshulam in Arbona, to try to answer some of the stiras, is making a very important chiluk between Motzim Mechaver Lev Araya, that you'll say Trei Trei Sveikin Rabbanan, but even Chazakos of Muchzakos, Beisurim, you'll say, well, the equivalent, I guess, of either Trei Kameya, right, or intrinsic Safek, however you want to explain it. The Hada Tachas Yad Abaylim, Mamon is Tachas Yad Abaylim in a different way than other status quos, even are Mukmina Naches Kasa. Veino Koyim Behedya. But he thinks it's wrong. Dormina Gabi Isha Uka Trei Lebahadi Trei, Sugya and Yavamis itself is not cases only of Mamonis, contrary. So the Rav Meshulam Bar Narbona, which is an important statement about the uniqueness of Motzim Mechamer Olav Araya, isn't such a good solution to the bigger problem. The Omer Ani Eliezer, again Rabbeinu Eliezer, Tafilu bi surin nam yarmin niku trei lahadi trei. The Bai Barabba Sviralu kimas nisan drab Menachem. The solution is Zilusa de Beidina. Heichin and Nifsa Kadin al Piyedim Arishonim, Lo Mahadrin and Uvda al Piyo Akronim. But Lo Amin and Uke Trela Haditre Listar Hadin. The Chashino is the Lusa de Beidina. The Hachi Haba Uvda. Now he's going to go on to tell you that the case of Yanei HaMelech is a case where Bezin Paskin in between. Okay. Avalim Hoyim Akhishin is Arishonim the Gamri. So you omrim lo ishtaboy kamoy mehemni. Vamina machaz the sabra sahani smokhani kamoy. Hoven ifsa kadin al piyem. Vinirin dvari mikan. The rabba who the osfil rab nachman. Alma sviralon kibasei. The chashinu was zilusa de beidina. Now we know that zilusa de beidina is not just some theory. Not just a havamina. Not just a shitas yachid. But that rabba and abaya and maybe even rab nachman, rab ashi. All these people believe in Zilusa de Beidina, part of the society. The nearly to Rab Nachman Gufe, the Amar Lo Chashinu was Zilusa de Beidina, Uboy La Dure Dina, right? De Lo Hadra. Let's imagine that. Even in the Gemara, even Rab Nachman, like, you know, can't even leave one guy to be against Zilusa de Beidina, right? Even Rab Nachman in the Gemara, his inclination was to reject Zilusa de Beidina. But he never really did it. The chashal shel divrei Rava for Rab Chanina. I'm skipping a little bit. V'lahachi nimne Rav Nachman v'lahachzer adin v'lahachi mukcha milsa. He has a diuk. Miniktani, our Gemara says nafak lemevad ba'uvda. Right, when Gilad read it, nafak lemevad ba'uvda. It's kind of strange expression. Lo ktani nafak v'avad uvda. Amalo avad. So even Rav Nachman, he just was, no one started up with Zilusa de Beidina. Okay. V'hachanami mistabra. The Hadar Beir, are we still with me? Or did I lose you? Okay, sorry, I'm jumping. I just want to, it's taking long, but it's worth it. As you see, this is just an amazing Rabban, and it's you see the architecture of a total Shita. You know, again, it's his global view, obviously. But, you know, you see what that, in you know, that encompasses. You have to look at everything and reassess everything, and you come up with sometimes amazing insights. We don't accept this Ravon, but it's an important sheet though. Bachanami Mistabra, the Hada Bey Rav Nachman, Midarmina Bialma Rav Nachman Diday, Afilu Higdile Nichol. This is the reference that we made to the other day. Dim Kane, Makok, Bezin Yafe. This again, this is, if you don't see the whole thing, it's Tamua. How do we know that even Rav Nachman, you know, embraced Zilusa de Baidina in the end? Because there are Gemaras that say that Rav Nachman believes in Makoch Bezin Yafa. Right? No one, none of the other Rishonim are going to lose sleep about that. Right? What is Ma'in Makoch Bezin Yafa? Lizilusa de Beidina. Right? Makoch Bezin Yafa means, you know, when Bezdin makes a takana, or Bezdin makes a pronouncement, right, that it has to have teeth, it has to have, there's a certain Koach Bezdin. What's up to Lizilusa de Beidina? Even within the Ravan's perspective, it's a little tamua that he so closely links this with Makoch Bezniyav. Now, the interesting thing is that, again, in a similar pattern, just like the Ravan started off with a kind of radical Zilusa de Beidina, which he then, in my opinion, not just moderated quantitatively, but moderated qualitatively into, you know, morphed into a like a whole different concept, so too, he acknowledges that Koach Bezdin Yafa has basically two very different meanings, as he goes on to explain. Bim Tomar, Amar Rav Nachman begitim perak hasholeach halacha karebi damar bitlam bevutal v'lor ma Koach Bezdin Yafa. But there are, it's not so true that Rav Nachman believes in Makoch Bezdin Yafa, right? Haparichna lahasam umetartzina nahasam bimamona afagav demidina yuchalim limchos shorei shlo bifnei moysa chaluka in chavdom shlo bifanav armina Makoch Bezdin Yafa v'lo madrinan uvda. The hefker bezin hefker, aval biisura kagon beget, kivin shabatlu lo ha beget, midaraisa, mishum akoch bezin yafa, lo mashvin and gita, urav nachman leislei afkur abana le kiddusha minei. What's he saying? Sometimes makoch bezin yafa is associated in the Gemara with yesh koch yad chachamim, lakor, or things like afkinu rabana le kiddusha minei. So what he's saying is, that Makoch Bezin Yafa, you know, that Midoraisa, she's an Eish Ish, but because of Makoch Bezin Yafa, we're going to say Afkinu Rabbanu LeKiddusha Minei, that Makoch Bezin Yafa, Rav Nachman doesn't believe in that. So, what's the point here? If that's the makoch bezin yafeh that you're associating with zilus of the beidina, then you lose the whole high ground, right? If you're just saying, oh, koach bezin, koach hachamim, irrespective of whether or not this fits in to the objective evidence slash process, right, then you've lost the heart and soul of the whole argument. Because what you're really saying is koch bezin, no matter what. You're going back to the first point. Even baharug baraglav, even ba meis baraglav, you have to protect the interests of bezin. I mean, that's an amazing statement about the koch bezin. Okay, but by being so much about their power, you know, it ends up being much less about their, you know, the status of a psak din. You know, within the framework and the process of birur halacha and real status. So that's what happens about koch bezin yafeh as well. Right? If you say makel koch bezin yafeh in some of its cases, it's just about their legislative power. They can do this. Chachamim have this power, and that's an amazing thing. But do we want that associated with this nuanced, you know, zilus of the beidina? Not really. So the answer is the Rav Nachman that we're embracing is the Rav Nachman who thinks makoch bezin yafeh in the more moderate sense. Namely, bezdin isn't just mevarer, aren't just the mevarim of dine mamonis, right? Bezdin are poskim or other horos. They're mora hora. V'hochabadai hi esh asish, referring to the radical kind, ein kan get, lo amina makoch bezin yafeh, al hechad hava sveika, it starts this way, you know, and it ends this way. Because we pass it to Menachem Rabbi Yossi's version. Amrina muki tre bahadi tre v'uki davar bechezkaso. Trey trey sveikad rabbanon. Aval is avid maisa al pi arishonim kiven demisveik this demisapkel and milsa lo mina nuki trey lahadi trey elamai chazis the samchas ani basroi levatel hadin lismocha kamoi v'yamod hadin. That's not the institution of Bezdin. It's the koach of a hora and a psak. End of story. I say the Ravan is a comprehensive position. It encompasses or shows how this can encompass Trey Trey Sveikad Rabbanon, Trey Trey generally, Makoch Bezin Yafa. It's just an amazing shita. The halacha, obviously, we don't accept many aspects of this, although some of the questions that are raised here and the formulations are very mainstream. Right? The idea that that's a pshat in Makoch Bezin, or that's a pshat in Zilusa, or everybody holds Zilusa, or that we make these chilukim between, in, you know, the psak was given, the psak was acted upon, all of that is generally not accepted in the mainstream. But the formulations themselves, the ideas, are ideas which, in theory, could resonate, whether we paskin Zilusa de Beidina, or whether we don't paskin Zilusa de Beidina. So getting back to the Ramban for a minute, was there a question first? Is there somebody had a question in the middle of the Ravon? Good. Okay. I mean, it is pretty self-explanatory. It just says it, right? Just a lot of words, but... getting back to the Ramban for a second. So again, the Ramban rejected this whole Mahalach within the Chachamim. But I think it really is interesting that, once again, talking about the resonance... We have the Rivav, of course, which is not based on Zilus and Beidina, but a similar idea with some differences and nuance. But we also have an interesting comment to the Ramban, where the Ramban says, oh, hitirua linase, does that mean the psak? Or does that actually mean an implemented maisa? Okay. So the Ramban says, "Ikaman de boy lemeimar The my nisas lo nisas mamish. This is in the middle of Dibra Maslovim nisas lo teitze. Ela kol shetiruli nase bichlal. Ke yid arminim sechad yivam is a ksubis. The lab milsahi. The gabe trey utrey. Lo minan kivin shetiruli nase afal pishalo nisas. Ela gabe dechad. Hu the omri hachi. Says where the Gemara says this in Ksuvas and Yivamos that Yitiruli Nase, right, means the Psak, not the Maisa. It refers to the case of Eid Echad, not the case of Shnayim Eidin, and it's based on the principle of Ula, the Kaimalon Komakom Shemina Torah Eid Echad Harekan Shnayim, the Ein Dvar Shalechad B'Makom Shnayim, Avol Treyu Trey Lo. So this is an interesting comment. It's just a factual comment of the Ramban, namely that when the Gemara says "Tiruli Nase," that means the psak. It refers to the case of Eid Echad, like Ula, which is Miskabel Kishnayim, as if you have two Eid Echads and they come to Vasachas, so you throw them both out of court. If you have an Eid Echad and then Bezeachar Zeh, you have another Eid Echad. So when it comes to that's the din of Ula, Komokom Shemina Torah Eid Echad Reikan Shnayim. And we note that halacha applies at least in the three cases, according to some Rishonim, only in the three cases. Namely, Eid Echad b'Misas Habal, Eid Echad b'Aglarufa, Eid Echad b'Sota. Again, there are other Rishonim who think that it applies in general in Eid Echad Neman b'Isurim, an issue that we discussed again last year for those of you who are here. There's a Shita Mekubetzis actually in our Sugya. He quotes the Gilyon of Tosis, quotes the Ritzva, which seems to say something similar about the Kohen case. It seemingly says it's missing maybe one line of information. I don't mean the text is missing, but it's not 100% clear exactly what it's referring to, but may think that the Din of Ula applies also here to Eid Echad B'Kahuna, the Ma'al Lekuna. We'll get back to that as we get to it. So this is the Ramban's comment. Why am I zeroing in on it? It could be that it has nothing to do with us. In light of our discussion of Zilusa the Beidina, I wonder whether or not it doesn't open another perspective on Ula's halacha. What do we mean when we say Komakom Shemina Torah Eid Echad Arekan Shnayim, as long as it's not Bevo Bevasachas, but it's Bezeachar Zeh? Right, so one way to look at it is that Eid Echad in these areas is Kishnayim. Right? Eid Echad Lahat here is Kishnayim. Of course, if they come Bevasachas, so then you have a situation of Eid Echad b'akchasha mimehemen. There's no Kabbalah Seidus, you might say. And there's no Kabbalah Seidus in Bashal Madar Doma. Again, I mentioned we talk about Trey Utrey Kaman D'Isa or Kaman D'Leisa. So I also mentioned the Ran in Bam Metzia, right? And when they talk about the question of Eid Echad being poter mishvua, so there's one day in the Rishonim that the Ran quotes that even if Eid Echad is not normally poter mishvua, maybe it's dafka poter mishvua Eid Echad. Because when it comes to Eid Echad v'Eid Echad, they cancel each other out. Meaning, he can't be poter shvua, but he can contradict the other, he can knock out the other Eid Echad. Okay. That's Kilesa. So that might be the situation here as well. When you ever have, then the exception is B'Vasachas. When the two Eidim come B'Vasachas, they knock each other out. There's no Kabbalah Seidus. Right? When it's B'Zachar Zeh, that's the norm. And since Eid Echad is Neman Kishnayim, so that's the halacha. However, there's another way to look at it. There are probably several other ways to look at it, but at least another way to look at it is to say it's the exact opposite. Namely, when Eidim come to Vasachas, so you have an Eid Echad, and you have another Eid Echad, and of course it's Trey Utrey. When Eid Echad comes by himself, and only later, Bezeachar Zeh, the din of Ula, Komakom Shemina Torah Eid Echad Reikam Shnayim, is really based on the principle of the psak. The problem is, in that case, that Bezdin issues a horah. And Eid Echad, who comes Bezeach HaZeh, he can't overturn the horah's Bezdin. So if you can get it before the horah, right, so you have an Eid Echad, and all he is an Eid Echad. You have another Eid Echad, he's also only an Eid Echad. It's not that Ula really thinks that Eid Echad is Kishnayim, and therefore the other one who comes along, you know, he's Echad, so it's Echad Keneged Shtayim. Right? The fact that Bezdin accepts the Echad, right, that is already an implicit hurrah. or Maisa Beza, whatever you want to call it. And that's the reason why the other Eid Echad cannot stop you. So in a sense, what the Ramban is quoting here about Itiruli Nase, that isn't just Olamaisa, the word Itiruli Nase never applies when it's, you know, as opposed to Maisa, implementing a Maisa never applies to Trey or Trey. It only applies to Eid Echad. As far as it goes, what the Ramban is saying is factually true. He's trying to explain a lashon of the Gemara and why this has nothing to do with our discussion of Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yosef, the Chachamim, and Zilus of the Beit Din. What I'm trying to point out is that ironically, or not ironically, the example that he brings, that Hitiruli Nasei, which sounds like the idea that a psak, right, even without an actual maisa, right, has a certain chalos, right, maybe that kufa is exactly what's happening, and that really is the basis of the principle of Ula. So once again, you have an echo to the principle of Zilusa de Bedina, in a way, in Eid Echad v'Eid Echad at least. Again, Shnai made him come. Of course, that's a different story. But when Eid Echad comes, the Kabbalah Kishnayim isn't a din of Shnayim per se. It's a din in Horaz Bezdin, a kind of Zilusa de Bedina, if you understand it. If you understand it in that way. So we have a number of echoes of this idea. This also could be the idea of Rashi, but again, nothing to do with Zilusa de Beit Dina, but a whole different issue. Oh, so late. In the sugya, as we've discussed, there is a problem. Right? The problem in the end of the sugya is that it seems like even if we have Trey, right? You have the Kuna case. You have a situation of Chazaka that the father was a Kohen, right? That's one. Two, you have a call, right? Three, you have an Eid Echad who neutralizes the call. Four, it's not my fault there's so many steps, it just happened to me. There are two Eidim, right, who then are posel the Kohen. And then five, you have another Eid Echad who shows up on the door and he wants to be Machshir. So in the end, it seems like what you have is Trey U'Trey, right? Albeit in five different, it took five phases to get there, but you have two Eidim are being Machshir, you have two Eidim are being posel, and you have a kol, which would have been posel as well, and you have a cheskas avase, right? Now we don't know exactly what to do. We have a lot of experience in dealing with, you know, trey and trey of trey. Although we're finding out in our travels that it's a lot more complicated than we probably originally thought, both in terms of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda part of the sugya, and in terms of the Zilusa de Bedina part of the sugya. But at least we have some, you know, some good instinct about Trey and Trey. It's a lot harder to figure out the role of this Keskas Avase here, because as we noted already, it's a little tricky. You know, the father was a Kohen, that doesn't mean the child isn't a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. Still have to figure that out a little bit better. And it's certainly hard to figure out what the status of the call is. Right? Kol is just a reason for investigation, like the Rashbam, or Kol is really a Dabra Posel, like the Bali Tosis. And that, of course, again, raises the question, well, how can Eid Echad not be Posel, but Eid Echad can be Machshir the Kol? The things that we discussed a little bit on Thursday, which we'll get back to on Tuesday, very briefly, when we conclude all of this. Fine. So the problem is that for some Rishonim, we're bothered by this problem. Basically, you have Trey U'Trey. You have the Cheskas Ha'av, but the Cheskas Ha'av existed before the Kol. The Kol was Morid the Kohen. So you have Trey U'Trey, let them cancel each other out on some level. And Trey U'Trey Sveked Rabbanon. And then you have the Kol and the Cheskas Ha'av. So if the Kol originally was Morid the Cheskas Ha'av, so then the conclusion should be not Malin, but Moridin, the Kohen should be Pasul. But according to the conclusion of our Gemara, not Pasul at all, it's Kosher. So why aren't we saying Trey U'Trey Mukminan Kolei, let's say. That's the question. There are different answers to that question. We'll, again, we have to end in a couple of minutes. So we're not going to get to all of them today. But a lot of Rishonim struggle with this question. It's a very important question. It could end up being an important question about the chazaka, the nature of the chazaka, the nature of the call. It could be about several things, and we'll finish up documenting it on Tuesday. Rashi in Ksuvos takes a stand on that issue. Okay, what's Rashi's stand, Stephen? On that question, Rashi addresses that question directly, right? And he says, "I have the answer." Bangs on the table. Right? What's the answer, Jason? Jeremy? I think we mentioned it already. Yosef? The Eid Echad does what? He wanted to be a brute of the call, but the point is that he, the Eid Echad, creates a chazaka. By being machshir, the Kohen, saying he's not a Ben Grushim and Chalutza, he's machshir, he creates a chazaka of kashrus. That's the Rashi. Rashbam here is more problematic. Rashbam here seems to, you know, oscillate on this question back and forth. Sometimes he seems to be saying, no, the original cheskas ha'av is the chazaka. Other times he seems to combine the Eid Echad and the cheskas ha'av. It's just not clear. I mean, from one Rashbam to the next, I can't figure out why he keeps changing his formulation. The Rishonim in Ksuvos were very explicit, the Ran and others, that it takes both of these elements, Eid Echad plus the Cheskas Ha'av, which is kind of what the Rashbam says here. It just doesn't say that even consistently. I just don't know what to do with the changes in the Rashbam. If I could explain that, you know, from one line to the next that he's explaining, somehow there's this implicit, you know, Lamdash argument about this point, I'd be happier. I just don't. It eludes me. Maybe somebody else can figure it out. The point is, to zero in on Rashi, what does Rashi mean? It's a very strange concept. The Ramban in Ksuvos and the Ritva here attack Rashi. And they basically say, well, what do they basically say? Y'all say? And what would you say? Is this an easy Rashi or a difficult one? The Eid Echad's creating the chazaka. That's all fine and good, but what's the but, Josh? Say again. The Eid Echad says that the Eid Echad can undo the call. Well, I mean that the Eid Echad can undo the call, because if all we had was the call and the Eid Echad, we'd be machshir. That's still a good question. The Eid Echad, according to Bali Tosas, he can do that. They say because of the combination of Cheskas Av and the Eid Echad. And others will say, well, the Eid Echad has that power. We'll discuss that a little bit. But that isn't the bigger problem here, right? The bigger problem is...
the Eid Echad is part of the Trei Mitzrayim.
Exactly. This is not like there's only an Eid Echad. When the Eid Echad was battling the good battle against the Kol on his own, right? You know, struggling valiantly. So that was one thing. But now this Eid Echad is part of a larger struggle. And he has been mukhash as part of he's part of the Trei Mitzrayim. So it's actually really ironic. The Eid Echad is going to create the mukhzakus, you know, when he is mukhash al yidei shnayim, and at best is part of a Trei Mitzrayim. Isn't the whole point of Trei Mitzrayim sveika drabanan and so on that we say mukminin aches kaso some other chazaka, we go outside? Very difficult. The Ramban asks this question. The Ramban says, listen, just like on the Trei Utrei side of it, as Eidus, if he's Mukhash B'Toras Eidus, why isn't this Eid Echad also Mukhash B'Toras Chazaka? That's Ramban, succinctly, that's Ramban's question. But the truth is that in a way, this goes back to the Rivav. You know, again, it's a different application. You could be Mechalek. But I mean, the general principles, you know, are being played out again. I mean, what do the Rebbe say? There's Trei Utrei, this cheskas eishes ish, right? But if the matirim come first, they knock out the chazaka, notwithstanding the later tray. What's Rashi saying? Something a little different, right? If the Eid Echad comes first, he establishes the chazaka that the Kohen is a Kohen kosher, and that doesn't go away with the tray or tray. It's a bigger Kiddush in one respect, right? Because at least there you have tray. Tray unopposed. Here you have Eid Echad connected Kol, and he can do all that even in light of what happens later when he's Mukhash originally. It's not just that he's part of tray or tray. He's Mukhash Mishnayim before his compatriot comes, you know, to save him. And yet, it's just like we freeze the first stage, but if we were to look at it at stage number, I forgot already, either three or four, right, we wouldn't want to hear about the Eid Echad, right? And if we're assessing it based on stage five, where he made a comeback, right, but his comeback isn't sufficient, you know, to give him Mukhzakustan, so we're allowed to go back to phase number three? According to Rashi? Meaning Rashi is basically saying to the Ramban, yeah, midine edus, this is trey utrey. But in terms of mukzakus, right, this is something that took place in stages. What Bezdin knew when they knew it, you know, etc. And that's koveil in chazaka. That's what Rashi holds. This is a echo of what we've been discussing. Don't call it zilusa de bedina. Maybe it doesn't depend on psak in this case. Meaning the process of Bezdin can create, it's very mechudash in this particular application. The Rajba, it was going to take two more minutes, but as we discussed on Thursday, the discussion of the Rajbam and the Rajba's rereading of the Rajbam. Right? The Rajbam says, why do we need the call? Why not just start off with the Eid Echad? Right? So the simple reading of the Rajbam, the way I understood the Rajbam was, the Hechatimtzi, we wouldn't be in Bezdin, we wouldn't have a Din Torah if there wasn't first a call. But the Rajba understood the Rajbam as saying, if there's no call, there's no chalos to the Eid Echad. The Eid Echad wouldn't be accepted in Bezdin. If an Eid Echad comes to court and he says the coin is kosher and there's no call to overturn, so there's no chalos, Kabbalah Seidus in Bezdin, it's nothing. Right? I thought that was a very important idea. I don't think that's a shot in the Rajbam, but that's what the Rajba did. So the very fact that he could, or he accepts himself, is an amazing idea. What's that based on? Again, the Ramban in his Perush al Torah says, you know, people come to Bezdin and they say, you know, they speak gossip or things that have nothing to do with Bezdin. That's not chalos eidus. It's not shav. It doesn't have a shame sheker. Right? You have to be in the context of a formal eidus for your eidus to register in Bezdin. I think that's something like what the Rajba is saying. What are you going to be a preemptive strike? You know, there's no issue about your status as a Kohen, so Bezdin is not a gossip center. You know? So if there's a Din Torah and there's a call, so the Eid Echad is significant. And in the absence of that, so there's no chalos, it doesn't register, there's nothing. If he wants to come later, I don't think he's not possible to come again. It's not Kivin Shigin Shuvin Chol Zer Magid either, obviously. That would be inconsistent. But maybe one can say something in between also here. Now, so I'm just raising the question. Let's say you didn't want to go as far as the Rajba, because maybe reinforcing, especially Malabi, the Kahuna in particular, maybe establishing the credentials of a Kohen, even when there's no call, maybe it is significant in Bezdin. So why indeed the need for the call first and the Eid Echad after? I haven't seen anybody say this. I'm just saying it. But in light of Rashi in Ksuvis, maybe one could suggest that it's for this point. Here's where the Nafkamina is. If you had an Eid Echad and he came to court, right, and then you had a call and everything else, maybe the chalos of being machshir, the Eid Echad would still be there. He'd still hook up with the other Eid Echad. If you hold it from Nassim's, no problem. But the idea that this is considered to be a shlav in Bezdin, right, and that changes the momentum or the mukzakus in the case, that chiddush of Rashi and Ksuvis, that the Ramban says, well, why should that be so? It's part of the treyu trey. And Rashi apparently thinks, no, the eidus side of this is one thing, the mukzakios in the case, that's a different matter. That idea may require that the Eid Echad comes to be machshir. He comes to be machshir against the call, and then it ends up being trey later on the Eidah side. We can still speak about the kalos of the hechsher of the kohen, but not if you start off with an Eid Echad. He's not combating anything. There's no such issue. Let me just finish with this final point. The Ramban. Even though the Ramban seems very against this whole idea, even again, you know, the possibility of Chachamim, even in the Ramban, there is a resonance of this idea, albeit in a slightly different case. And that goes back to the beginning of the Sugya. As we pointed out, right, the Ramban says that if the object was originally in one Rishus, and you took it out and you gave it to the other fellow, and then it turns out that, you know, this tray or tray, so achtinan, askinan, you go back to the first guy. However, if it was in the middle and you gave it to one guy, you don't return to create an called Dalam Gavar. And not all Rishonim agree. I mean, the Rashbam and Tosis and most of the Rishonim disagree. So as we pointed out, I think there are two elements to consider in the Ramban. One is called Dalam Gavar. Namely, we're not motzi from someone to say called Dalam Gavar, because called Dalam Gavar is a siluk. Like, to use the language of the Ramban, lo mizdak kikinan lei, meaning the whole idea of called Dalam Gavar is don't get involved, stay on the sideline. Stay on the sideline does not include taking initiatives. But there's another line in the Ramban, and that is, after all, he says, afal pi, even though Bezin wouldn't have done this if they knew then what they know now, and in that respect, it's a kind of a toast. But nonetheless, nichnas birshuso, or nichnas birshuso birshus, some line like that. So this is an interesting phenomenon too. I mean, do we really look at it that way in retrospect? As I started off, you know, again Thursday's share when we were talking about perspectives on the sugya, you know, how really do we look, you know, at the past or the interim stages in light of the information of later? We look at it as a mistake. We wouldn't have done it if we knew then what we know now. That means it's a mistake? Does it even mean that it's such a mistake that Gloy Milsalam Afreya, that it's Shelo Bershus? The Ramban is saying it's a mistake. But it's not Shelo Bershus. That's a subtle point. You could have said it's not even a mistake. That's certainly the Ravans and the Rimigashes, Zilusa de Beidina. Right? And you could have said further than the Ramban that it's Igloi Milsal Mafre, Shalom Bershus. If it's a toast, then it's Shalom Bershus. Or there's no legal significance to the fact that he didn't grab it, but that Bezdin, the good offices of Bezdin, gave it to him, because Igloi Milsal Mafre, that they were wrong. I think there are two points in the Ramban. Number one, the Ramban thinks that the problem here, that if you would say Kol Dalam Gavar, you would be creating a Kol Dalam Gavar. He uses that language. Mukminan le be kol dalam gavar. And that's against the principle of kol dalam gavar. Moreover, says the Ramban, the reality of what Bezdin did and Bezdin's good offices, even betos, doesn't take away the reality of nichnas bo birshus. The Rashbam and Balitosis, I think if you medayik in their language, number one, they say, they may think that kol dalam gavar is either a psak of Bezdin or a birur of some sort. So not so terrible to create a Kol Dalam Gavar. We'll get to that when we get to it. It's not for right now. Beyond that, the language that they use implies that it's not we're creating a Kol Dalam Gavar. What we're doing, there are two things happening here at the same time. The first thing that's happening is we are redressing, we're reversing Bezin's mistake. Forget about what's going to happen once we do that. That reversal needs to be done in its own right, because it was based on a false premise. I think what they're rejecting is the Ramban's idea that there's something called birshus, or a significance to birshus, even though it's betos. But Rashbam and Tosas are saying, if it was betos, then the first thing we have to do is we have to go back to where we were. Now that we have more information, we have to reverse anything that was based on only partial information. once we do that, we're not creating kol dalam gavar. We're just reversing where we were. We're going back to the point where we started from. Lamaisa, now, even if you hold siluk, there's kol dalam gavar. If you look at the language of the Rashbam, I think that so somebody could get the language just for a second. I'll just read the line of the Ramban that I'm basing on, and then we'll stop here. Ramban says, "Ava bishamasru biyada shalechonem kishiyavi chaveiro lemachar edim shalavosav lo misalkinanlei lemeimar kol dalim gavar." That's the Ramban's language. Contrast that with the way the other Rishonim say it. They don't say misalkinan lemeimar kol dalim gavar. They say we reverse the mistake. Now we're where we were as we started off. In this stage, kol dalam gavar is appropriate. Afal pi she'anu horadnu lezeh letocha shelo kedin, says the Ramban, even though it was a mistake, the kivin de dina de kol dalam gavar hu lo mizdak kekinan lehu, it's siluk, velo nafak michas kase dehai kivin she'yorad ba birshus, velezeh dati noteh. The other Rishonim are going to say, either it isn't siluk, so you can be you could be motzi le kol dalam gavar, or we're not being motzi le kol dalam gavar. You're right, it's siluk. What we're doing is we're suggesting there's no such thing as birshus. If it's betos, then the first thing we do is we go back to stay to where we were. Once we are where we were, then we'll figure out what's the best way to be mevarer this particular halacha. What ends up is that even though the Ramban completely rejects Rashi in Ksuvas and the idea that, you know, interim phases somehow create their own reality, that's because there, it's not the physical change, it's the legal change in Chazaka that's important. The Ramban denies that. Rashi thinks even that exists, even if you don't hold Zilus of the Beidina. But what the Ramban doesn't deny is that where a physical change took place because of the process, and it was even betos, but still bershus, that can affect something like the question of siluk, called alam gabar, that the Ramban is comfortable with. But other Rishonim, maybe the Rashbam and Tosis, think even that is wrong. Mishum zilusa de Medina, if we go back, then we go back even physically, and we even deny the concept of Bershus. Okay, we'll stop here, we'll try to finish everything up. Tomorrow we'll try to have a small share again, maybe on something in the Yonah.